Right before this episode starts, if you want to enter in a giveaway for a $100 to $200 mic, go vote for me for the Rode and Anchor competition. We're trying to get to 100 votes, so that ensures that the giveaway happens. So if you want to win a microphone, vote for me and tell everyone that you know to also vote as well. The link is in the episode notes. Welcome back to Hype Life. This is a new episode, and we're back to another interview. So our second interview goes to someone from Colorado, Aria. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So I guess I will just ask my first question. So a lot of people, and I've talked to you previously, of course. So I've talked to you, and it seems like you're into fashion, right? You're about it. So mm-hmm. Some people, how they look at it is like when people wear $300 jeans or, I mean, thousands of dollars, spend $1,000 in clothing, they think it's a waste of money. Now, how do you interpret like the whole thing with fashion? Do you admire it? I mean, of course, but like, how do you exactly kind of look at it in your perspective?
I feel like, honestly, that it's, like, a way to express yourself as well as looking stylish. But it also is kind of, like, a way of life, as you might agree. I don't know. But I don't know. It's like, it's a certain thing that's, like, some people like it, some people don't. Some people think it's just unnecessary. Honestly, I think
Totally agree with you. I definitely think that it's kind of a really broad spectrum of things where there's some people who, like, I mean, they have, like, no fair way, I guess you could judge it, because, I mean, they're not into fashion, but they think it's a waste of money, for example. But there's also those people that are not into fashion, which I do admire, that kind of do accept it. I mean, it's really cool. I have a friend who, he doesn't spend a lot on shoes. He's not about fashion, but he does really admire it still, which I think is really, really cool. So mm-hmm. next one is, so a lot of people have these top 10 lists. Now, we're going to do a kind of a shortened version. What's your five top shoes that, I mean, that either you have or you want to collect?
I'm really sure what they're called, but, like, there's some that I know they look like. There's some Nike shoes.
Yeah, like, you don't have to exactly do, like, a rating system from 1 to 5, but just what's, like, your top 5 shoes that you would put on your list? If you would get something right now, what would it be? Jordans. What type would you get, more over to, like, mids, lows, highs? Mid.
Probably
so,
mid.
Are you looking for what kind of colorway? Are you more of like a red kind of theme colorway, like a cool or warm color? I guess you could say.
More like a close to like red. Or
nice.
Red,
so follow up question: what do you think of probably one of the most expensive shoes on the market, which is the shoes from Back to the Future, which is going for about $15,000 right now?
I'd say that's cool, and like, I don't know what to exactly say, but that's pretty cool. I wonder who could like buy that. Like, I bet there's people who like spend thousands to millions of dollars and have like,
I believe there's been a couple sales, not a lot though. On to the next one. So this might be a bit broad, but what is your favorite creators, especially to, hype? So it could be anything from, you know, Virgil creating Off-White and the creative director of Louis Vuitton. It could be artists such as like Travis Scott. Who?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I mean, have you heard of, you know, Travis Scott's line of Cactus Jack? Now,
yes,
with that, it's kind of has like kind of this like wear down look, kind of like just chill look. The things that you've seen from the collection, his collections, would you would that be something that you would buy if it was in your price range? Or would you stay away from that and go toward like a nicer side?
I mean, I would honestly go for that if I
Now,
could afford it.
on to that. Now, with Travis Scott and his brand, he also has, I mean, a wide spectrum of different, like, I mean, like different things in his collection that could be very pricey, could be not. Like, for example, like his t-shirts might be worth 50 to 100 bucks, while the shoes are up to thousands of dollars. Now, where do you spend on? So, like, let's say if someone gave you $5,000, let's say just $2,000, would you spend a lot in the lower section or go for like a higher price item?
I'd try to be like not too low, but like not too high.
Kind of in the middle. So you're thinking around what, like 300, 400? That's nice.
Yeah,
so now the second one, which is kind of relatable, kind of relates to this question, is what's the first shoe that you got into? So for me, it was either two. I mean, it was the first was have you heard you've heard of Fear of God, right? So he created this shoe with Nike, and I really admired it back in 2018 when it came out. Now, what was your shoe that really got you set in this culture? It doesn't have to be exact first shoe, but it's just the one of the shoes that kind of kind of admired you, and you admire it.
I don't really get this shoe, but like, I really like the way it looks. Of course, I said it's already the Jordans.
It's just such an iconic shoe. Now, speaking of the Jordans, what model do you like? Do you like more like the ones or like maybe 11s, which are a bit nicer?
Honestly,
Jordan. So, and this is a very kind of relates to this, but what's the type, like what type of person are you? Are you someone who would spend the $5,000 for a shoe, or would you go and lowball it to like a 300?
I'd go like 400, 500 and try to get like as
nice.
Much
shoes so,
as I
like,
get.
Let's say, for example, you have collected pretty much every single kind of lower shoe, I guess you could say, in the $300, $400 range. Now, let's say if you had to get a shoe, would you spend thousands of dollars on it if it actually meant to you? If you've collected everything else, would you go for that?
Yeah, if it meant that much, then
and,
definitely.
I mean, what exactly would it be? Like, would you spend it? I mean, so you have, let's say, again, $5,000, but let's say you collected every shoe now, right? Now, there's a lot of stuff you can buy. Now, I mean, stepping away from shoes, you can be spending thousands on cos figures, you know, and bear bricks, I guess you could say. But would you spend it on more of, like, what would your money go most toward? The kind of the spending side, which, I mean, what am I thinking? Like the collectible side. Would you spend it on collectibles or more stuff that you could wear?
I would try to minimize the collectibles and go more for things that I could wear because it has more value,
and
in my opinion.
Would you be the first? And so there's also another side of this fashion thing where people are making potentially millions of dollars reselling. Now, what do you kind of take perspective of that whole business?
I feel like, in a way, I don't know how that it's really that good, though, because, like, you could buy it from the manufacturer, and you don't know what quality it'll get back to you, but, like, if it's in good quality and or cheaper, like, I feel like that's a good deal, but, like, it really depends on how trustworthy and what the value
of course,
is.
Of course, so, actually, looking back to the first question, how people look at fashion, that's not, like, if, since they're not, like, some people are not into fashion, and it's really funny because when those people hear of people spending thousands of dollars, they think that's a waste of money, right? But when people say, when they hear that you're making thousands of dollars, they act the whole different way. Now, would you say that's kind of going against your word? Because, I mean, those people are kind of two-sided, you know? Like, they're kind of like, yeah, I'm not about this thing. But then they see people making money, and some actually try to do it themselves. Now, would you respect them because of that? Or, I don't know. How would you think about that?
I honestly would not that. I don't think I would respect that. I'd feel like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, you're not just completely throwing your money at shoes, because if they don't have any fashion sense or any knowledge at that, I honestly don't understand why they'd be like, why are you just spending thousands of dollars on a product that you can just go to any store and just buy for like $50?
Yeah.
Like, I understand it, but like,
I would. Of course. I mean, I think when people like start judging, I mean, their sense of mind is kind of like, you know, everything is worth the same. But for example, I mean, anything in this, I guess you could say sneaker culture or in, I mean, this fashion culture nowadays, it's not just about, it's like, okay, yeah, so the retail was $190, now it's thousands of dollars. It's how did it get to the $1,000 point? And, you know, either it's, there's only 200 shoes made. Sometimes that happens. And the, I mean, for me, at least buying expensive stuff, it really starts with why am I? And if that's either from, I mean, from the fact that it's unique, right? It's something special that not a lot of people can say. And it's not the exact thing saying, oh, I have this, you don't. But it's kind of like, it's really, I mean, this fashion thing is really for a lot of collectors, I feel like. It's either collectors or people that, I mean, don't collect and they just see a pair of shoes. Every once in a while, they will buy it. So my next question is, are you the type of person who would collect if you could, or, are you collecting right now, or are you the person who will see a shoe and then buy it and then don't get too much involved with the whole thing?
I feel like I'd try to like get it, but like, I don't think I'd get too involved, but I'd be somewhat involved. I'd have my knowledge in it. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy like every shoe, like a shoe every week. I probably buy like not that often.
So
yeah.
Where would you fall? Would you be like for example, like, yeah, I mean, like you said, people will buy shoes constantly. Now, when you're those type of people, they find every round. I mean, instead of, you know, buying the $300-$400 range, they'll buy from like, you know, thousands to single dollars. I mean, they'll go through all the brands. Like, for example, I'm really a big fan of, you know, Nike Dunks, Jordans, right? But they'll go from Asics to all types of Nike shoes, you know, Air Max 97, and just tons of stuff. So I'm taking that you're not one of those persons, right? You're just, you see a shoe,
yeah,
you like it, right? It's not, you're just impulse buying. Which is a good thing, I guess. So yeah. Now this is kind of a little off topic, but it's still kind of on the topic. So this podcast actually has many international viewers. So it's from pretty much all around the world, to Europe, to Asia. So what would you say to them? So I feel like every part of the world has something unique to them. Like, for example, Italy, which is Gucci was founded in Italy. That's their thing. France is Louis Vuitton. What would you say, let's say, if someone came over here from France or any part of the world, what would you say is the one thing to shop for? What's one brand that you would definitely recommend them buying here that they can't get somewhere else? Now, I'll give you a couple options if you can't think of them. But if you do, you can say them right now.
I need
so, for example, Supreme, they have many stores outside of the U.S., but it's especially big here. They're from New York. There's also Bape, or A Bathing Ape, which is also founded in New York, and those are kind of the two brands that are kind of going, but there's also some brands like Kith, if you've heard of them. I assume that you've heard of all those brands, right? So
yeah.
What's one thing that you suggest that's kind of worth their money? Is it Supreme, or is it Kith, or is it Bape?
I feel like either Supreme or
And
Bape.
what's your kind of reasoning for that? Like, what specifics that kind of point that out to you right away?
Well, just in general, to me, I feel like those are just more common and just it makes more sense in my opinion, but I don't really have that much reasoning.
Yeah, to add on to the point, especially like it's just something like you can only get there. So for example, like Louis Vuitton will do like Paris, fashion shows. It'll never be in the US. So that's kind of like their thing. But also like Supreme, Bape, and Kith also have when they're coming out for with an anniversary, it'll be only for a certain location. And I definitely agree with you for Supreme or Bape, just more signature, just a signature brand to that. So another thing on to that is, so for example, there's certain places in the world where it just wouldn't make sense to spend the money because of especially the tax, since fashion can be very expensive. For example, in Canada, their tax rate is, I think it's like 15%, meaning that you'd be paying like $300, $400 more dollars for $1,000 shoe. Now, for example, let's say they couldn't buy much, anything with fashion. Would you say to them to go buy? For example, like there's sneaker cons, right? Just would you say if they're going to a sneaker con, you would probably advise them to go to somewhere in the U.S. where the tax rate is lower so they could get a better deal on it, right? Would you say that? Or do you think it's just kind of a waste of time going back and forth to, United States to buy stuff rather than in Canada?
I think I would definitely advise them to go to the U.S. because you could get better deals and you could get better shoes for cheaper. And that also means that with the money that you're saving, you can invest that into more shoes or other stuff.
Of course. So, another thing on to that is, let's say they're deep. They're kind of in the middle of Canada. They can't really go somewhere where they can get good deals on shoes. Would you say spend the money, or would you say, you know what, just don't spend the money and kind of don't get into it that much?
Well, I would honestly, if I was them, I would get into it because that's where you live and you're pretty much stuck there. Like, if you're actually that much interested into it and it actually matters that much, then honestly, it doesn't matter where you live. You
of course. So, add even more onto that. I think nothing should stop someone from doing anything. And yeah, sure, you might be paying a little bit much, more than that. But thinking in the hindsight, you're not just wasting something, right? If you're into something, I think that no matter what, I think you should always strive for it because it's just, it's a hobby that you're getting into. It's kind of interesting now. With, I guess you could say, hypebeast and fashion, there's also a really, emerging side that's coming to it. So StockX, which sells, buys, and trades a lot of streetwear and some designer items, they're now, and not just them, but they're one of the popular ones that are now going to electronic side, of kind of hype. So basically what's going on is it was branching to all different points. So for example, it started out with streetwear, then it branched over to collectibles, and now the collectibles turned into PCs and Xboxes. And for example, Hypebeast magazine they were getting on into it. So, for example, like, I feel like it's kind of cool how it's branching off to electronics and certain stuff else, because in one of the articles that Hypebeast said, they also they said inside the article, they were kind of discussing how, you know, PS4s was selling out, and I think that it kind of strives from the selling out point, because that's, you know, like normally with fashion at a retail sense, a lot of stuff sells out. So what do you make of this? Do you think, I mean, Hypebeast and the fashion should stay to, you know, like clothing side and collectible side? Or do you think it's cool how they're branching out to many different sides of electronics selling out, or stuff that you can't get that's based in not just collectibles, but something outside of that? What do you make of it?
I think it's pretty cool, and I'm a gamer. I like things, so I find it very interesting that I can buy stuff to like include that with my fashion sense and stuff like that. I find it very interesting.
So to add on to that, so let's say this is kind of a what if scenario. So let's say let's do it two sides, speaking of the electronic side, but also of clothing. So let's go on to the clothing and collectible side. So first off, collectibles and stuff, a lot of times what happens is sometimes they'll release again. For example, Jordan, they come out with Chicago colorway, just the basic red. They also, with another signature OG shoe to the Jordan 1 is, I believe it's called Royal Blues. They keep coming out with them every 5 to 10 years, just because they rise in price to thousands of dollars. Now, let's say if you weren't able to get it for retail, a Jordan Chicago, for example, if you weren't able to get it at retail, and then now, it's risen to $500 to $600 now, would you wait 5 years? Or let's say this shoe that you're going on to is really, I mean, something that you've been wanting for a long time. Would you pay the price upright or wait? What would you do in that tough situation?
I feel like it depends on how long you've been waiting before that and how badly you want it. If you've been waiting already for a lot of years and you have the money for it and you need it really badly, or at least you want it really badly, then I personally would go for it. But if I don't need it as bad as I want it, and like I haven't been waiting too long, I honestly probably would not go for it.
All right, so
it's pretty two-sided. Like, it depends on what scenario.
Of course, yeah. I mean, okay, so there's that aspect, but also another that's more likely to restock, which is like electronics. For example, PS4s and Xbox One Series X's, they both sold out. You can't get them right away. Now, there's not official, you can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel on when they're going to be releasing it again. But let's say on StockX, I believe they're selling it for $100 over retail. Would you pay $600 or $100 over and just think that they're not going to be restocking for a long time, or would you wait it out? Because, I mean, for me, for example, I think I would probably want to wait a little bit and then pay the money, just because you never know when they're going to restock, because they don't exactly tell you that until the last moment. Now, what would you do in this situation?
Considering that we're talking about, like, gaming, if you're going to pay like $100 over and $600, honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I think, like, taking this into consideration and being pretty technical about it, I would honestly just get a PC for $600 and then just try to upgrade what I can instead of
that. Exactly.
But if you can only go for either of those two options,
yeah,
just wait. But if you have other options, then try to go for
now,
like, anything else.
To the waiting aspect, I mean, how long would you wait for? Let's say they're out for months. Would you eventually give up and just say, you know what, they're not going to be doing this anytime soon. I really want to play some games. Or would you just, I mean, stick it out until the end?
So that depends. Like, if I really want it, then as I'm waiting, I'll try to save money up. So I would try to save my money as I'm waiting. So if in case it does come back, maybe I could get accessories. But, like, if it doesn't come back enough, I would have saved money that whole time and I can just go for something
else.
Yeah,
it sounds good. I would do pretty much the exact same thing. So now we're going to be going into an ad break. We're actually going to be taking a little break, and I'll see you back with another section of this episode. So welcome back from the break. So now this part of the interview is kind of our game show side. Now, you're going to be earning points to basically compete against the past contestant on my podcast and future ones to win a big prize. Now we're heading toward kind of the ending part or the half side of this podcast. I do want to know if you do want to be on my podcast and be one of the interview people that gets interviewed and does this upcoming game show, you can go email me that you do want to you do want to appear on my show. You can email me at hypelifepodcast@gmail.com. I'll put it in the links, but also it's just spelled just like my podcast name, one word. But anyway, let's get on to this. So basically for each price that you get right, I'll be giving you some hints of these shoes. There'll be 10 shoes, but each time you get one right, you will get 5 points. Now, are you ready to start?
Yes, I am.
All right, so the first shoe is the Jordan 1 High. Now, this one is a patent leather. So normally, Jordan 1s will have a matte finish to them, but this has a shiny finish. It's a patent leather. Now, the colorways on here are white, black, and kind of a tealish slash kind of like lightish blue. Now, I'll tell you, first off, the colorway is it's officially the colorways Obsidian slash Blue Chill and White. Now, the retail price was $160. Release date was is 2/14/19 or February 14th of 2019. Released just a couple years ago, actually almost 3 years ago. So it retailed for $160. Now, let me tell you, this has risen price. Now, most Jordans, specifically just regular release Jordans, such as this one, will go for a couple hundred dollars. Now, remember, this is a patent leather, which is normally not seen on a Jordan, making this one more expensive. The last part to it is you don't have to get the exact price of it, but for this shoe and pretty much every shoe, it's kind of different. So for this specific shoe, I'll give you about $70 to $80 kind of in the gap where she could be over or under.
What was the pricing points for the thing again?
So the retail price was $160, but has definitely risen from there.
All right, so I'm thinking like near $250 or $300.
Normally that would be correct, but since this is a patent leather, this goes for way more. The last sale was actually $700.
Wow.
While the lowest ask is $500, and the highest bid is $700. But don't worry, you still have 9 more shoes. Let's go on to the second one. This one is, let me just kind of warn you, this one is really, really more expensive than the first one. This is the Travis Scott Jordan 1 Retro High. Now, this one is a I believe so. Yeah. So this one is made out of suede. The upper leather and bottom leather is a suede. It does feature in a swoosh that is actually flipped. It's kind of a mirrored swoosh. And that's kind of like Travis Scott's kind of signature thing. So he also added that on there. Now, the shoe retailed for only actually it retailed for $175. Now, remember, this is Travis Scott, and this shoe will kind of amaze you how expensive it is. Remember, it's way more expensive than the first shoe, and I'll give you kind of the, I mean, where your ballpark should be. So you can be under or higher around, I'll give you about $500 of being higher or lower.
All right.
So you can ask questions, and I'll try to answer them without giving the price away.
I'm going to say like $650.
So close. Actually, yeah, it's actually really close. Now, some pairs go for around to the $1,000 point, but the last sale was actually $1,800.
Wow.
For this Travis, which is really expensive. While the highest bid is $2,100 and the lowest ask is $15. Now, this next shoe will probably be actually, I mean, the last two shoes were kind of curveballs, but I think this one should be an easy guess. So this one is called the Jordan 1 Retro Shattered Backboard. So this is a famous shoe because Jordan himself was playing in these shoes and he shattered the backboard using them. And so this is the 3.0 version, meaning this is just an updated version. Now, this is also a kind of a patent leather, but it's more of a kind of like a glassy feel. Has many different shapes that they created with the patent leather. So it's a bit different texture than the first shoe that we're going on. Now, this has a colorway of black and orange, and the midsole is kind of this kind of faded white kind of colorway. It's kind of like tan. Now, I'm going to tell you, actually, the retail price is $160 as the last one, the first one, I should say, that we featured on. But this one is it's less money, way less money than the first one. Now, I'm going to give you a ballpark of around $50 to $60.
$50 to what dollars?
$60. And yeah, so that's kind of the price range.
So do you mean like $50 to $60 overall, or like $50 to $60 under the first one?
So let's say if you guess, so I'm just gonna, so let's say you guess $2,000 for a shoe, but let's say I say your ballpark can be $500, meaning that if you guess, so the shoe is $2,000, but you guess $1,500, you would be in the range because you're only $500 low. So you can be $500 lower, or I mean, you could be $50 lower or higher for the shoe to count as a point.
So it's like 50 or 60 lower or 50 or 60 higher than the first one?
For example, if you guess 500, for example, mm-hmm. and the shoe was 600, you would be in the 500 margin, meaning you could be $500 off from the price, lower or higher.
Okay.
But I'm also going to tell you it is lower than the first one.
All right, so I'm going to say it's like $1,000.
Oh, here, I'll give you, it's lower than the $700 shoe.
Oh, I thought the first one was $1,700.
Oh, no, yeah, just $700.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say it's like $600.
And here, let me verify because there's many different prices. And it looks like you're right. Now, you're right in the margin. So the last sale was 340, but like the lowest, the I mean the highest ask could go up to $600 and $700. So you just got 5 points for yourself. Now, the fourth shoe, I believe, let's see here, one, two, yeah. So the fourth shoe is pretty much sort of in the price range of the second shoe. It is a bit lower than the last shoe that you guessed correctly. Now, this is called the NC or North Carolina to Chicago Jordan 1 High. So basically for this one, it features two colorways. The classic North Carolina or UNC, which Jordan went to UNC. That's why it has this nice blue on it, but also goes to Chicago, which is on the toe box, which is just a red colorway for the Chicago Bulls. Now, this shoe, you actually, for a short amount of time, this was actually sitting on some shelves at some Nike locations. They put on the shoe. So this shoe is not crazy expensive at all. It's actually pretty affordable. Sorry, for just a person who's just looking for a all around great shoe. So the retail price was $170. But now it's risen to a little bit above that. So you can ask questions or you can just guess the price.
I'm just going to go straight out. I'm going to say like $220.
That is perfect. The last sale was actually $250. I didn't give you a price point, but I would have said $30 or $40, and you're right in there. So now you just earn yourself 10 points. So the next one, this one could be a bit of a curveball, but I'll give you plenty of information so you can guess this price. So this one is more of a pricier shoe. This is the Off-White 2018 Nike Air Vapor Max. So this one is in the white colorway, not the black colorway. So it kind of has like this, the soles are clear, kind of has a blue kind of look to it. And the upper of the shoe is white. Now, this also features the air in quotation marks on the one of the corners of the shoe. And the retail price was $250. Now, remember, this has much risen, and Off-White is such a big brand. When they collaboration with Nike, it's, I mean, when they collaborate with Nike, it's normally a lot of money that the shoe ends up, you know, end up selling for in resale. So if you do want to know anything about if the price has risen from the time it's released or anything, you can tell me anything basically.
All right, so what was the retail price?
The retail was $250, which is pretty much all a Vapor Max's what they normally go for.
And what's my ballpark?
The ballpark is around, I'll give you $200. $200 or $300, kind of in that. So if you're $200 or $300 off of the price, I'll give it to you.
So I'm going to say like $500. Actually, I'm going to say $475.
Okay, let me verify this. So now, the bad news is normally you would be wrong because the highest bid goes for $1,000. Last sale was $888. But there is actually a lot of people trying to sell the shoe for $400 and $500. And you're also in kind of the ballpark since I gave you $200 and $300. Meaning that you do get that point. You're up to 15. Let's go on to, I believe, the sixth shoe. So this one, I'm just going to hit you with a bunch of Off-Whites, it looks like. This one is a Nike Air Force. Now, in the Nike Air Force collection they came out with Off-White, they came out with the white, the what's it called? Nike Air Force One, the white colorway, which is normally, I mean, when you go to the store and try to find Air Force Ones, I mean, normally you'll see just black and white. Mm-hmm. But in this Off-White collab, they created many different colors that has never been seen, including this one that you're going to be trying to guess, which is the full colorway. It kind of has this yellowish, greenish colorway to it, and that's why this shoe goes for a lot of money. Now, this shoe, I'm going to – so another – the shoe – another shoe part of the collection – on that I'm just going to give you the price for. It does have a blue, kind of a baby blue colorway. Now, since the baby blue colorway is very unique and there's never been a release for almost 20 years now, the lowest ask for that one is $1,600. Now, I'm definitely going to say don't guess too high, because this one is a bit lower than that. What is it? The retail was... I believe, yeah, $170, which is about $70 more than a normal Air Force One, and I'll give you a ballpark of $300. Now, you can ask me questions of how this has risen or anything else that you'd like to know.
What was retail again?
Retail was $170, but has risen much, much over the time of of almost 3 years, actually.
So you said ballpark is 300, right?
300.
All right, and has the demand or like the stocks been going down recently for this shoe?
No, I mean, I mean like most Off-White shoes, actually, pretty much all of them, it has risen, actually. Let me tell you, it was I can't really reveal the price, but in the beginning, it was actually about double the price of the retail. But let me tell you, it's risen much over that now.
So I'm gonna say like around $700.
That is right in the ballpark, actually. The last sale was $1,000, while the lowest ask is $900. Let's go on to, I believe, our sixth shoe. This is our sixth shoe. This one is also our, actually, second to the last Off-White that we're going to be going on. This one is the Nike Air Presto, and I totally forgot to mention this, but you have 20 points now. This is Off-White Presto. Now, this is in the white colorway. So, Prestos are a big part of Nike. You'll see them everywhere. Now, these ones are very expensive. Now, they came out with three different colorways, including the white colorway. And you're going to be trying to guess the price of the white colorway. Now, the other colorways they released was black and tan and black colorway. So, the black colorway did go for $750, while the mixed colorway, which kind of features a tan colorway, and that black colorway that was also featured on the third release, was actually, the lowest ask is $2,300 for the multicolored one. Now, for the black, it's $750. Now, those are kind of the two prices of the previous ones. Now, this actually Air Presto released with a retail price of $160. Now, I'll give you about $150 off. And again, you can ask me questions or anything that you would else know about the shoe.
Oh, so what is retail?
Retail is $170, but it's risen much, much over that.
Okay. And so did you say $170?
Yeah, 170.
And what is ballpark?
It's about, I'll give you 150.
All right, so, let's see. I'm just going to go for a wild guess. $1,000?
You are actually right there. The last set was $923, making you, you only $20 to $80 off. So now you have 25 points. Let's go on to our last off-white shoe before we go over to some Jordans and a designer bag. So last off-white is actually a Dunk, Nike Dunk Low. Now, I picked this out, the shoe out because it's relatively pretty easy to guess this one, and just kind of this is kind of just a nice way to leave off the off-white section. And then introduction to the Jordan size shoes and the last designer rag and the last item they're gonna be trying to guess. Now this shoe is it's like a Michigan colorway. It has this bright yellow. Well, actually, it's not really, but it's more of a dull yellow and a navy blue. So normally, for example, they just released a colorway to this similar. To the shoe, but it was a high, and it was also in a Michigan colorway. Now, this was kind of the first in a while since the time they've last did a Michigan similar colorway. And Off-White Virgil did a kind of spin to it. He put like most of his Nike shoes, a kind of distressed look to it. He has an open foam tongue, which is not normal, and that really gives it a lot of value, surprisingly. Now, the retail for this shoe was $170. Now, normally Dunks go for around $100. Now, I'll give you the two other shoes that did release in this collection, which was a pine green and a red styled shoe, which they both went for, they're about selling for about $600. And since of that, since I'm giving you the price of that, I'll I'll make the margin tighter, and I'll give you about $50 to $70. I'll just give you $70 that you can be in the margin for.
All right, so what was the retail? Was it like 170?
Yeah.
And all right, so is this like a highly demanded shoe or not?
Yes, but remember, it is, I would say it's pretty relative to the two shoes that I told you prices of, which were about $600. It's sort of near that.
Okay, I'm gonna say like $530.
Wow, you could have been more correct. This was actually, the last sale was 570. So now you have 30 points. Let's go on to a Jordan, which is our eighth shoe. Now, this Jordan is definitely not in too much demand. Now, it is a Jordan, so it does go for a little bit of money. But, for example, the shoe that I was telling you about, the blue and red shoe, which is the UNC to Chicago, which I was telling you a lot of people could buy the shoe. It's very similar with this shoe. But this one is called actually the Jordan 1 Retro High White and Black Volt colorway. It's very, it has a, near the wings logo, it has a Volt colorway, which is very similar to the Air Force 1 that you were guessing the price on. Now, let me tell you, I'm not going to try to throw you off on it. It is nowhere near that. And this is very affordable. Now, the retail price was $170, and it hasn't risen too much beyond the point. And I'll give you about $30 as a margin.
So what was retail again? 170?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna say like 190.
You're right there. Lasso was actually $205. So now you have, I believe, 400 points. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to be going on to the last item that we're going to be featuring in the segment and to end off the whole episode. And yeah, let's get right into this. So this is a very cool collection that I really wanted to get some pieces to, and unfortunately I couldn't get my hands on it because they are really expensive. So this is the last item. Now we did shoes. Now this is a designer bag. This is the Louis Vuitton and NBA basketball Keepall, and it's Keepall 55. And if you don't know what Keepall is, it's just another name for it's just Louis Vuitton's duffel bag. Now picture a duffel bag in your mind. Now this one is a slightly different. So it has the monogram all on the front side and back side, and then on the one of the corners it also features the NBA logo. Has the NBA colors such as red, white, and blue. And on one of the sides, normally where there would be kind of a walled off section of just more leather, it's actually replaced replaced with a net, a kind of replica to a NBA net that you can let that reveal, and you can also put the normal leather behind it. So it's a convertible if you just want to show both the normal bag side, but also the net that you can just kind of change it out. Now the retail value is $3,500. Now this hasn't risen at all. Basically, it hasn't really risen too much, mostly because this is very expensive already. So the retail is $3,500. This bag recently released, back I believe eight months ago. Now, again, this bag hasn't released, hasn't kind of grown in value too much. Definitely not yet, because it is it's really expensive already. And to make it even more and kind of double its price, I think that would be, a lot of people thought that was overkill. So I'm going to give you about about 200 to the price point. So definitely on this one, pay attention to the retail price of
$3,500. I'm going to say this is a very premium product, right?
Yes. Very, very expensive. Very, very nice.
And how many are these in the world? Is it like very, very, very rare? Because by the sound...
So, I mean... I'm going to say it hasn't risen in price much. The resale value is not a lot, but this is kind of regular. It's not like there's been 250 bags released. It's more in the thousands, but still, it is still very, very, and I'm not sure exactly how much is released, but it might be in the tens of thousands. But definitely, the retail value will tell you a lot of $3,500.
Okay, to kind of gauge. I'm going to say the price I've heard the resale is $3,700.
That is actually pretty much right on. The highest bid is $3,200, which you're still in the ballpark. So now you're leaving with 350 points. That's basically the end of this episode. Again, if you guys do want to appear on my podcast, I'll leave a link to my email down below. But also, you could go email me at hypelifepodcast@gmail.com. Now, as the second viewer of this podcast, do you want to leave anything off with this podcast?
Well, I'm not sure what to say. I'll say this is actually pretty, this is a cool thing that, I don't know, I'm not really sure what to say.
I'll give you a question. So, let's say, I'm going to leave you with this. So, if someone's watching this, and they're not sure if, they're kind of on the stuck in the middle of the fence of rather if it's worth it or not, or if they should go with what they're seeing people say that it's not worth, you know, the hype and it's just not worth it, or they're also hearing that it is worth it and it's all about culture. What would you say to them if they're listening right now?
I would say that it's pretty much a lifestyle, and if you can't be one of them, then don't hate them. Like, I would say it's just like it's like a very, very like specific thing that some people don't understand, but like it's very interesting. And I'm gonna say that if you can't like beat them, like be them or something like that. But honestly, I think it's very specific, and it's honestly like just a whole culture and like a whole lifestyle that. It's very, like, it's a very interesting topic.
And with that, we'll leave you with this week's episode of Hype Life. I'll see you next week with our regular episode. And I'll give you a little hint. It is about Gucci. And, yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. So one thing that I actually forgot to mention is if you're listening on pretty much any service that you're listening on, this podcast, whether it's Google, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I do want to say, if you do have suggestions for a podcast, I would be open to anything. So if you do want to leave me a review, I'm not asking to give me a 5-star review. Give me whatever you think it is, and give me just info of why you rated that way, so I can improve it. Also, you can also email me. My email is in the podcast notes. If you do want to, you can actually email me and tell me some of your suggestions about what I could be doing on this podcast, whether it's suggestions about regular episodes or interview episodes. But actually, with that, I'll finally conclude this episode. So I'll see you next week with another episode of Hype Life.